This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but a great day to recognize that our government is about to make a great and grave mistake, or at least so it appears. They could conceivably pass the very popular rescue bill, this $1.9 trillion bill, raising our total national deficit to about $6 trillion in this fiscal year. It is impossible. It is irresponsible, and especially at a time when the state of Texas, certainly one of our economically most dynamic states, I believe Texas has the largest economy of any state except for California, and the fact that that is opening up now and that the markets are booming and we do appear on the path to recovery, is it really necessary that we make this kind of spending commitment? Of course it's popular, but I will tell you, even thoughtful liberals, and lots of them, are saying this is too much. We'll be speaking to a Washington Post columnist, their chief economic columnist and analyst, who will be joining us a little bit later this hour, with some of his reservations about the Democrats' idea that you can spend limitlessly and forever, and there's never any interest due, and there's never any inflation, and nothing bad can ever happen. We'll be speaking coming up to Stephen Pearlstein. The latest on the COVID relief bill, according to USA Today, the $1,400 checks in COVID-19 relief would phase out at $80,000 instead of $100,000, according to a deal between Biden and Democrats. The checks would start to phase out at $75,000 and phase out entirely at $80,000 of income for individuals. Well, this is very similar to what we heard about before. It's as opposed to about $100,000 in the version of the legislation passed by the House last week. Now, see, this is for individuals. So for joint filers, for people in a household, if you are earning now $150,000, $149,000, well, you get the full check. Really. You don't lose the full check unless you're earning combined as a couple $160,000. And that remains an unbelievably expensive proposition to send everybody in that situation where you're earning, say, $149,000, and you're getting a combined check for $2,800? Really? It's very, very dramatic levels of spending which bear talking about. And another item that bears talking about is Andrew Cuomo has just hosted a press conference, something that Joe Biden has been unable to do so far. I think that there's speculation that he's waiting until this bill passes, and then when the bill passes and he can do it in a celebratory tone, then he'll welcome the press. But one of the indications that the love affair between the press and the Democratic Party and the Democratic president, that love affair may be a little bit on the rocks. Jake Tapper of CNN put forward the following tweet. In fact, maybe we can highlight it as our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean,
Wow, what a great smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
The tweet is from Jake Tapper, and he actually cites research by one of his CNN colleagues. The colleague is named Kevin Liptak, and he notes that an analysis of the past 100 years shows that President Biden's 15 most recent predecessors as President of the United States all held a formal solo press conference within 30 days of taking office, actually 33 days of taking office. Nobody waited longer than 33 days. Biden hasn't hosted that kind of press conference yet, and already it is day 42. Again, we will see what happens if and when they pass some version of the COVID relief and COVID rescue bill. There is also a statement that needs some context, and I want to go back to it. The former chief of the CIA, John Brennan, actually went on MSNBC and made the comment that Republicans were making him embarrassed to be a white man. And this desire to racialize everything is incredibly outrageous. But what is particularly outrageous is, okay, first of all, here is what John Brennan said on MSNBC, and I want to bring that together with what Louis Farrakhan said over the weekend, because he is not a white man, and yes, he ought to be embarrassed, or anyone associated with Louis Farrakhan ought to be embarrassed. Here is John Brennan on MSNBC. Listen.
Well, I must say, to Claire's point, I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days. What I see of my other white male saying, but it just shows that with very few exceptions like Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, there are so few Republicans in Congress who value truth, honesty, and integrity. And so they'll continue to gaslight the country the way that Donald Trump did. And the fact that this has such security and safety implications for the American public and for the members of Congress, again, as Claire said, it is just a disgusting, just a display of craven politics that really should have no place in the United States in 2021.
Okay, fine. He was served under both Republican and presidents, and under President Obama, was CIA director, cabinet level. That's fine. You can attack Republicans all you want, and Republicans can attack Democrats all they want. But he didn't begin his comment by attacking Republicans. He began his comments by attacking white males. And it is deeply problematic precisely because it has never even occurred to me when there is a white male, say an Andrew Cuomo, who is in a, Andrew Cuomo makes me embarrassed to be a white male. Does anybody feel that? I mean, given my history with Al Franken, which I described to you yesterday, which is colorful to say the least, it never occurred to me, gee, I'm embarrassed to be a white male like Al Franken. I'll tell you what did occur to me. It occurred to me that I'm embarrassed to be Jewish like Al Franken. But not very much like Al Franken at all, really, in that regard. But see, this is the entire fallacy behind so much of the left-wing racial thought right now. The fallacy that says that there is this ethnic group, there's this tight little group full of the same qualities and the same values and the same outlook. It's called white males. It's ridiculous. By the way, it's not true about black people either. There are all kinds of black conservatives, by the way, who are being shut down by Amazon. We'll talk about that. There's a devastating column by one of America's leading black conservatives that we will get to. We'll also be speaking about, is it true that almost 1,000 people have died from taking the COVID-19 vaccines? It is absolutely untrue. How do we know? We'll get to that and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Louis Farrakhan convened a Savior's Day convention for his Nation of Islam cult. And it's astonishing. Basically saying that Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates are together on a world conspiracy to kill between 2 and 4 billion people, to remove all people of color. Really? We will get to that. And again, it's the kind of thinking that is too easy to excuse, and the kind of statement that is too easy to excuse if you put everything in racial terms, which is basically, Dr. Johnson once said that patriotism is the last resort of the scoundrel. And what he meant by that is not that patriotism was bad. It was that sometimes when people were doing scoundrel-like things, their last resort would be to claim that they were doing it out of patriotic motivation. But racism, or claims of racism, or claims of racial conspiracies, that, it seems to me, is the last resort of a failing demagogue. We will get to that. Let me go to Kevin in Seattle. Kevin, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I'm a liberal, but also a person who, you know, as soon as the allegations against Al Franken came out, I thought he should step down. I think the same is true for Andrew Cuomo, but I can't reconcile the way the right is acting about those two and their indifference to what I believe were and are credible claims against Donald Trump, especially the writer who claims to have DNA evidence on her dress. And I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, look, here is the problem, is that the biggest problem for President Trump is that there are people in jail. His former lawyer, personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, went to jail for paying off a porn star and a Playboy playmate to get them to not say anything about alleged sexual relationships with President Trump. Now, the difference, this is what Trump defenders would bring up in this regard, and neither of these people were employees of his. Does that make it right? No. Was it consensual? It was consensual. Nobody has claimed anything different. There have been enough claims, and there are right now 28 different women who have suits pending against the former president. And it's part of what I think is going to keep him very busy and make it more complicated to run for president, particularly if this Cuomo thing ends up bringing the governor of New York down. And I think it probably will, because some of the charges against President Trump that have been pending for a long time, and charges he made himself, claims he made himself about grabbing them by the beep, that's more serious than the charges which all have to do with basically what he said or where he put his hands, more serious than some of the charges against Governor Cuomo. Appreciate your call, Kevin. I wanted to get to this Louis Farrakhan thing because it is unbelievable that he is allowed to post this stuff on Facebook, on Google, all over. They still allow him to post. Now, they're supposed to be following a policy where they don't allow any posting on Facebook or Twitter that gives false information about vaccines. But they've allowed Farrakhan to post this. Here he is talking, and this is at his Nation of Islam Savior's Day lengthy lecture. It is posted on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and sounding very much like this when he speaks about the vial of death. Clip 7A.
And you laugh at Reverend Jim Jones with Kool-Aid. This is the biggest dose of Kool-Aid that the enemy has ever offered. It is death itself. Created by what you call warp speed. You know, anything that's warped is misshaped. Anything that's warped is crooked. So by rushing so fast to get something out, bypassing normal steps in a true vaccine, now God is going to turn your vaccine into death in a hurry. Mark my words, by the help of God, since you love to take the vaccine, then eat death.
Okay, this is extraordinary. Eat death? And he goes on. Previous speaker setting up Minister Farrakhan's speech, whose name is Ava Mohammed, she claimed that there had been 929 deaths so far, almost all of them people of color, from taking the vaccine. And by the way, there are numbers available. The government is monitoring this fairly closely. It's a pretty big operation. Yeah, it's not 929 who have died. You know how many it is? It's zero. It's zero. As somebody who is a very, very proud and grateful recipient of both vaccine shots from the Pfizer vaccine, I the idea that there are all these people dying and sickened by the vaccine, it's just lies. Farrakhan continues. This is 7B.
Pfizer got a record of murder, record all over the world.
Yes, sir.
Why would you choose him? These nanoparticles of pure lumen that's in some of these so-called vaccines. Yeah. It's the nanoparticles that men like Dr. Fauci have proprietary knowledge of that allows them to get a patent for their vial of death. We don't need none of that. We need what God is giving us out of the natural environment that we can save ourselves and our people.
Okay, actually, God gave us the opportunity for the vaccine. There's more, and associating himself with some leading liberals. We'll get to that. Coming up, a economic columnist from the Washington Post talking sense about the rescue.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing off on limiting eligibility for new rounds of stimulus payments in his coronavirus relief bill. The president agreed to modify income thresholds for the $1,400 relief checks. Currently, any individual making less than $75,000 per year and couples making less than $150,000 will receive the full amount. Under the new framework, they will start phasing out for individuals making $80,000 and couples making $160,000. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he never touched anyone inappropriately. The Democrat speaking for the first time today about his sexual harassment allegations and admitted he was embarrassed about his past behavior. He acknowledged he behaved in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. He added he's very sorry for any pain he caused. This is USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Every once in a while, there's a column that appears that is so important that it just knocks me out, and I want to share it with everybody. And that was the case with the farewell column for Steven Pearlstein, who's been writing about economics. He's won a Pulitzer Prize. He's been writing about economics for the Washington Post, not known to be a conservative house organ, for 33 years. And his final farewell column, he is announced some time ago that he was leaving the business of daily columns, twice weekly columns, actually. His final column appeared with the headline, "In Democrats' Progressive Paradise, Borrowing is Free, Spending Pays for Itself, and Interest Rates Never Ever Rise." So what is it, Mr. Pearlstein? Are those things that we like to believe, are they not true?
No, they're not true. They're a little more true than maybe we used to think they were. So there's probably a little scope there for borrowing and spending and printing of money more than we used to think, for reasons, some of which we understand, some of which we don't. But the answer is not infinity. Sometimes when you hear the Biden administration or Democrats in Congress speaking since in the last 2 months, you would have no sense that there were any limits. And we've only seen, of course, this only $2 trillion worth of spending so far, but many, many more trillions, I think, coming in the next Build Back Better package.
Wow. Okay, so concerning this $1.9 trillion expenditure, I take it you don't think this is a free lunch, that it could have consequences that could be very worrisome for the economic future.
Yeah. You know, when things happen, they don't happen in a linear fashion. That is to say, okay, if I increase federal deficit spending now by 10%, then we will get a 1%, a 0.1% change in the 10-year treasury. And then if we do it twice as much, we'll get 0.2%. That would be a linear relationship. Markets in particular, when things are decided in markets, they tend to be, there are tipping points. So you'll go up and up and up and nothing will happen. And then actually people will think, well, nothing happened last time, so let's do it even more. And then nothing happens. And then you hit a tipping point and bam, then it all comes unwound rather quickly. And so one of the mistakes that sometimes people make is they can look back over some period of time and say, well, gee, we increased this by X percent and we got a 0% response. So therefore we can, keep doing that. And no, that isn't the way the world works. The problem with dynamics that are like that is that you don't know when that tipping point is reached, so you can't predict it. And so if you sort of say, well, you ought to worry about it, and someone points to it and say, well, nothing's happening, so why are you worried? You don't have anything to say other than, well, just wait. So I guess that's what I said. I think we all intuit pretty accurately that if you keep borrowing and spending and printing money, at some point you will hit a tipping point, and we're in uncharted territory right now.
What do you think would be the best possible outcome regarding this deal that they're planning to push forward? And apparently President Biden is planning to push forward with a deal with virtually no Republican support. But yes. What's the best outcome here?
From my point of view, the best outcome would be the following. The reason they're pushing forward through this, and, this is there's a lot of politics involved here, good and bad kinds of politics, is that they can. They have 50 votes. That's all they need under the process that they've set up for this called budget reconciliation. They've talked to the Democrats in the Senate, and they 50 votes in the Senate, rather, and they've talked to them, all 50, and they're holding firm. A few of them asked for some changes. They got those changes. And the party is sticking together. It is because it feels that a lot of this spending is needed. And we can talk about that. A lot of it is. Some of it is. But they also want to create some momentum. They feel that they own these two reconciliation bills that are going through are the only things they're going to be able to get through because of the Senate filibuster. So they're going to load them up with everything they want to do. And their attitude is if we don't do them now, we'll never get to do them. Look what happened to President Obama. But from my point of view, the best outcome would be a last-minute deal. Biden maybe talks to some Republican senators and says, okay, you're facing the prospect of a $1.9 trillion package. We have the votes. We don't need you. However, if there are some changes that we could make that are reasonable that bring it down somewhat, I don't know, 1.4, 1.5, and you would be willing to vote for it, then I would be willing to make those changes because it would be important for me to have your support. And so having shown that he doesn't need it, he could then back off and say, but on the other hand, it would be better to do it this way. He would get a lot of howls from his left wing, but that would be, I think, a good political outcome, which would yield benefits politically to him and policy benefits for the rest of this term.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it, aside from saving $500 billion. You mentioned the figure 1.4. That's $500 billion that we're talking about right now. Again, I hate to ask you, but a final question. Right now, there is generally, and you hear this even from conservative commentators, a happy days are here again idea about the rest of 2021. The fact that we've had so much money that people haven't been able to spend going out to eat or going out to concerts or anything like that, all of a sudden this money will be loosened up, that people have been saving. Do you share the unanimous feeling that it's up, up, and away for the rest of 2021?
Well, I don't. I would say the next few months are not that way, but I am one of those who thinks that when the much of the COVID lockdown is over, that there will be a surge in discretionary spending, and it will be sizable. Yes, I do. It doesn't last forever. It's not a permanent thing, but it's sort of a pent up demand. I think we all probably feel that. You just mentioned the things. Am I going to go out to eat more than usual in the second half of the year? Mm-hmm. Am I going to go to make up for plays and concerts? Yep. And trips? Yep. We know statistically that the savings is building up in people's savings accounts. We know from surveys that they want to spend it. And so, yeah, we will get that. That would be normal expectation.
Well, one of the things you say in your piece, and again, we're going to post it at the website. It's at michaelmedved.com. We're also going to send it out in our newsletter. I think it's that important. It's one of the things you mention is that, of course, when an economy kicks in, there's always a chance for inflation, and we have levels of debt that are so gigantic right now, so enormous, that the slightest increase in interest rates with inflation could change the entire budgetary process. Stephen Perlstein, thank you for your enlightenment for 33 years with the Washington Post. I wish your voice still continues to be as profound and important and well heard as it has been. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I know I have been raving in a positive way about this Stephen Pearlstein column. It's a long column, but he slaughters one progressive sacred cow after another, just takes them apart. And we got to have him back, Jeremy, because this is so good. He writes, what you never hear from supporters of a $15 an hour minimum wage is where the money's supposed to come from. To give hefty pay raises, as much as 100%, to 27 million American workers, one in every six. And then he says this, there's nothing magic about $15. It's nothing more than a stretch goal chosen by grassroots labor organizers. If our goal is to restore the minimum wage, he writes, to the purchasing power it had during the golden years of the 1960s and 70s, then the right number would be something closer to $11 an hour, not $15 an hour. Alternatively, he says, we could peg the minimum wage to the level necessary to bring a full-time worker above the poverty line. In that case, the current federal minimum wage of $7.25 would do the trick for a single worker, or $10.25 if you think a single parent with two children is the right reference point. And again, this is so important right now because we're talking about completely revamping our economy in a way that may come back to bring disaster. I know no one's ever supposed to talk about it, but do you remember what it felt like in September of 2008? When all of a sudden this humming economy and everybody's 401k was doing great and everything looked terrific and the economy was humming along, and then boom, collapse. And no, nobody expects that in 2021. But if we keep spending at this level and borrowing at this level, and if those interest rates do start going up, as they must eventually, okay, it's deeply problematic. that doesn't mean that there aren't all sorts of good things to celebrate. One of the things to celebrate is the news about vaccines. Now the idea that virtually everybody will have the ability to get vaccinated by May. The new joint deal that is taking place between Johnson & Johnson and Merck, who used to be competitors, to produce all kinds of new vaccines. It's terrific. But not to Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan, for Savior's Day for the Nation of Islam, the entire program for Savior's Day was called COVID-19, the virus and the vaccine. And the opening speaker for the event, Nation of Islam Minister Ava Mohammed, suggested the U.S. government uses vaccines for population control. She says the overarching goal is to cull the population of our planet by 2 to 3 billion. Why? She asked rhetorically, because white people see their numbers going down and the numbers of indigenous people, black, red, and brown, going up, she continued. In this climate, what can we expect from a vaccine unlike anything previously made? Muhammad also reported that a government database has reported 929 deaths and 3,126 serious injuries from the vaccine. There are no deaths, no serious injuries, and I don't think they've rated this yet for Snopes or Pinocchios, but this is 15 Pinocchios. And then there's more of Louis Farrakhan on crackpot conspiracy theories that he delivered. He speaks 2 hours frequently. And Farrakhan had this to say, clip 7C.
I represent Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes, sir.
Not death.
Yes, right.
Death is in the foods you eat. Death is in the drinks you drink. Death is in the water poisoned by your enemies. Lead in the water. Mercury in the toothpaste. Mercury, chloride. Yeah.
Okay, he's 87 years old. Last year, he accused Dr. Fauci of plotting together with Bill Gates to use the coronavirus to depopulate the Earth. Quote, they're making money now, plotting to give 7,500,000,000 people a vaccination. Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, and Melinda, you want to depopulate the whole Earth. That's what he said on July 4th. And this more recent comments, what's extraordinary is he cited figures from Robert Kennedy Jr., the son of Senator Robert Kennedy, former Attorney General of the United States. He said in his remarks, you need to follow Robert Kennedy. And why did he say that? Because Robert Kennedy founded the Children's Health Defense. The Nation of Islam has worked closely with Kennedy in recent years on anti-vaccine activism. Now, the reason I'm spending time on this is there are some people, religious Christian people in particular, who have the idea that there's something wrong or diabolical about the vaccine and are reluctant to take it. Please get vaccinated. Don't associate yourself with this crazy and evil Louis Farrakhan, who is an anti-Semite. He is profoundly anti-white. He thinks that white people generally are devils that were created for the torment of all humanity. All white people, I guess, except for Robert Kennedy. He says you need to follow him. The Nation of Islam, and this is reported by the Daily Wire, Nation of Islam published videos from its program on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, all of which have enacted policies aimed at blocking misinformation about coronavirus and the vaccines. Twitter announced Monday that it is implementing a system that tracks vaccine misinformation and will flag content that claims that COVID-19 vaccines are part of a deliberate or intentional attempt to cause harm or control populations. Well, good. But this entire thing, Jerome Adams, who's black, who was the Surgeon General under President Donald Trump, acknowledged at an event in January before the end of the Trump administration, January 14th, that there were real historical reasons for concern with vaccines in the black community. Adams noted that a history of medical experimentation on black Americans, as well as the infamous Tuskegee studies, have fueled skepticism in the community with vaccination and the medical industry in general. In his Savior's Day speech, Farrakhan criticized black celebrities who have taken part in public awareness campaigns for the vaccine, saying they are being bought and paid for in order to aid in the destruction of your people. Some of you are being used and don't know it, he said. And he said, your fame, your celebrity, your influence, your money, now you're being bought and paid for the destruction of the people. Your people. And this is another form of the great betrayal. Look, this is crazy. I don't know if you can properly say it's left-wing, but you can properly say that it is profoundly racist. And yes, it is possible to be racist when you are other than white. And certainly Farrakhan qualifies. And the damage to American lives, the harm that that can be done here is extraordinary. And it truly is a shame. There's a new study that suggests that on the internet, there is more traction for misinformation from right-wing sources than for left-wing sources. And the numbers aren't close. Why would that be? We will get to that. There's also a new promotion for a space hotel that is supposed to be ready for your accommodations. You know how people are talking about, yeah, we're going to all explode and want to travel. Do you want to travel to a space hotel? It'll be ready in 2027, they say. And also the latest from Governor Cuomo's latest apology. And actually, there is an explanation for why Democrats should stick with him. Really? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.